A new TV and radio station of its kind was launched in Gaza recently, catering to the Gaza Strip's young population. Children in the blockaded coastal enclave make up about 60% of the population of 1.6 million. The station was founded by the Young Journalists Club, an independent Palestinian non-governmental organization. They broadcast children programs over the radio and via the internet.
Palestinian children were injured and traumatized during Israel's war on Gaza. A number of children who were injured during the war are now members of our crew. Because our station gives them the chance to express themselves and let their voices reach the outside world.
Most of the crew members are victims of the Israeli war on Gaza at the turn of 2009, where hundreds of children were killed, injured, or became orphans.
The victims of the war who will be the main participants and who will do the majority of the work here. So what we are trying to do is to tell the world that the children of Palestine, the children of Gaza, are not only victims and are not only crying all the time. What they are doing is that they are resisting the occupation, they are resisting the continuous Israeli assaults on them.
The new station is still struggling to finance its operations, with all crew members volunteering for the sake of Palestinian children. They received their media training in France and Belgium, where they were also treated for post-war injuries and traumas.
Our aim is to alleviate the suffering of Palestinian children who continue to suffer because of Israeli aggressions by entertaining and educating them. All our programs are presented by children and cater to children.
Young journalists say they will not let Israeli practices kill their hopes for a bright future. During the Gaza war, Israeli forces killed and injured hundreds of children. Now, 3 years after the war, young Palestinian journalists say the scars of war will never fade, and Gazans' memories are still filled with images of death, destruction, pain, and anger. Ashraf Shannon, Press TV, Gaza.